You mean the whole curve of trees?
All of them. That's what I thought.
Oh, I need that.
Oh, 3 minutes early.
I got it all in there.
Welcome, everybody. Glad everyone's here tonight. We're going to go ahead and start. Call to order our Board of Trustees work session at 6 p.m. It is May 15th, 2025. This is being held at Station 41. Members of the North Davis Fire District Board that are with us tonight are Mary Shepherd, Ricky Carlson, Jerry Chatterton, Brian Vincent, Nancy Smalley, Tim Roper, Annette Judd, and excused tonight are Mayor Wiggle and Megan Ratchford. Okay, we're going to just jump right into it. Tonight, item number one, our badge pinning. We have
no badge pinning tonight.
So we'll go to number two, Officer Development Award.
Chief, it's my pleasure in front of the board to award this award to Chief King. It's the Utah Commission on Fire Officer Designation, and they hereby award Kurt, the supervising fire officer, to Kurt King. It's a lot of work. It's actually, I give him a lot of credit because this isn't something that he necessarily had to do, but it did help his professional development. And Kurt, I really appreciate you going through the work and doing that.
Thank you.
Also, maybe you can explain to them this program and kind of the hoops that they make you jump through to get this.
Yeah.
Requirements.
Yeah, so there's three different levels in this, and you start with this first level, which is supervising fire officer. In order to obtain this, you have to have certain certifications that we get, being your fire officer, you have to have your inspector, you have to have several different certifications, but then you have to have a lot of hours of training throughout your career as well to be able to qualify for it, and then you have to have a minimum of an associate degree. I started working on it as a captain and kept putting it off, and because it is a pain to fill out all their hoops and stuff, and it just got harder each year. I'm like, I need to get this done. So they have this level. Then the next level would be your managing fire officer. That one, you have to have a bachelor degree. You have to go to, like, an instructor two course. You have to do some other things. And then that one's more, just a little bit more time-based than certifications. And then they have, I don't even remember what the last one is, and it's some crazy amount of hours you have to do. So there's only two people in the state of Utah that have that one right now. So,
well, he's all, and just kudos, he's also working on his Chief Fire Executive Officer Level 1 through the International Association of Fire Chiefs. When we go to those conventions every year, he continuously puts hours in for that to reap Chief Level Officer 1 and 2 through that. So.
Sorry.
Fire inspector missed that one.
Anyway, congratulations, Kurt. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Appreciate
nice
it.
Job, Chief.
Thank you.
Well deserved.
All right. We'll just talk about it tonight. Let's move on to our Fire District Fiscal Year 2026 Budget and Capital Improvements Plan.
So we've been working hard on this to get to where we're at now. The fiscal year 2026 budget, we have a tentative budget to present to the board tonight for approval. And I'll just update you. The capital improvements plan hasn't changed and the wage study hasn't changed. There's one, there is one minor change to the tentative budget, and that is you have the same tentative budget that you had last month in front of you, except for one minor change, and that was I won't go in way into depth, but HB 65, the firefighter cancer bill. Workman's comp came back doubling across the state, not just us, doubling firefighters. So it was going to be the preliminary numbers was going to be $30,000 more dollars just because of that HB 65. We got a hold of the state chiefs and Representative Snyder, and I believe it's the insurance, Utah Insurance Commissioner or whatever, and there was some pushback. And so this was statewide. This wasn't just for NDFD. Anyway, so what we had to do, and I talked to the budget committee and I talked to the chair, we had to add $30,000 because that's the preliminary number we got. And so we added $30,000 in revenue to just balance that tentative budget. Felt comfortable doing that. Well, I just got a phone call today that said it's not going to be that much. And they're going to lower it. But I do not have a confirmation email that says this is the exact. So I just wanted to let the board know we're leaving those numbers in the budget just to be safe. But if, you know, if it comes back less than what does it, which it's going to, that'll be $30,000 more we'll be returning to fund balance at the end. So, everything else is coming in right on target as we planned. The only thing, and we can talk about this in the regular meeting, we'll have to touch base with the board on direction on whether they want to go for TNT and scheduling for, you know, August or what we're going to do that way. But otherwise, the next part is the budget amendment that we'll be bringing to the board next month. And the budget amendment, as the board is aware, we have to amend the budget for the annexation funds that we're encompassing, and also vehicle maintenance, the engine replacement in the ladder truck or whatever, that was already in. But I do have another one to just run by the board. I talked to the chair. So I don't know how I'm going to try to explain this the best I can. The P25 upgrade from UCAN for all the 800, 700 hertz meg radios. This has been going on for 10 years. It's a joke. For 10 years, we have all been told you need to upgrade your radios. All of us public safety people, including police, have been up, and we, and at the district here, we've been doing that too. So we've been updating them, and we finally got them all updated too, and we were told P25 phase one compliant. You don't really need to worry about phase two. We don't even know when that'll ever happen. Well, that's not true. They rolled it out, and it's pretty much everything is phase two. So that, I'm not telling the board that causes a severe safety issue, but it does cause a pretty big problem. Long story short, we have 8 radios. We have 4 mobile radios, and we have 4 handheld radios that need to be replaced to phase two. And that would make our whole fleet and our firefighter, all the radios that we carry, phase two, so they won't miss any traffic. That being said, if the whole department was on phase one, they would work. But you would initially have to go to phase two. This may, or I don't know if this is going to affect, I know this is really affecting Layton PD, but not Layton Fire. I'm not sure, I haven't talked to Kelly, if this is going to affect Kelly. I think Kelly has all phase two radios, but I'm not positive. Anyway, to do this, we either put this in the budget for next year, the tentative budget, or I would suggest we do a budget amendment. We have the funds, and purchase these eight radios right away, get our fleet done, and that is a $30,000 price list for those 8 radios. And it's kind of a state mandate. Like, I don't have any other way around it. And it's been, UCAN has been really difficult the last 10 years with all the requirements, and they're going to do it, they're going to roll it out, they're not going to roll it out, they, you know. So every agency has felt the punch, but these eight radios we have, every time we buy a new vehicle, every year that we purchase radios out of our budget, we have been continuously updating. So we wouldn't have this one big hit, which we thought we avoided. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, we're probably, unless I get any different feedback from the board, we're probably going to add that to the budget amendment. We talked to Mariah. We have the funds to do it in this budget, this year's budget, so.
The only thing that'll make the difference, Chief, is because of timing. As you guys know, the cutoff date, if by chance those items come in, because they've got to be ordered, they come in before June, then they would come out of this year. Otherwise, we would have to put them in, amend the budget next year, put the money in for next year, and just not. So I guess that's kind of a timing issue.
But in essence, it comes out of the same plot of money.
Sure.
Anyway, mm-hmm. But yeah.
What's the lead time you need to get those in?
Chief, he said there's a.
He says that he can install them before the 1st of July. Get them ordered, programmed, and installed before the 1st of July.
Okay.
The quote just said they were 4 to 6 week order.
Uh-huh.
So once he got the okay, it's, you know.
Yeah, the head nod. Order them, and let's.
Okay.
So I had a question.
Go ahead.
So you said every year you've been upgrading. Does that $30,000 include the upgrades this year, or is it the upgrades this year plus $30,000 to get it done?
It's the upgrades that we already. That's a good question. We already upgraded radios this year too. That was out of our budget, and this is in addition.
Okay.
But we don't have to do it after we do this. We just keep maintaining our radios from here on out. We don't have to.
Until phase three?
Huh? Until they change that up. And the last time they brought 800 megahertz into the system, it was when the Olympics came. So who knows when the Olympics come again, if they're going to.
Do it again.
That's really all I have as far as the budget amendment.
Any questions for the chief on that? Is everybody kind of head nod moving forward with that?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
One other thing.
Yeah,
I'd like,
go ahead.
I don't know. I think now's probably the time to ask the board or inform you. With the tentative budget, the wages around in public safety are volatile. They're moving all over the place, and we feel really good about our wage study or whatever, but we have employees knocking at the door. What's the district doing? What's, you know, and until the board actually approves the tentative budget, I can't really tell them, hey, this is what we're going to do. Anyway, if the board passes the tentative budget, usually that's the time. It's kind of like our insurance. Ms. HR would start meeting with each employee and saying, this is what July would bring for you, so you're not looking at Ogden. And we don't have a lot of that, but I just wanted to inform the board that.
Yeah, I think that's what a tentative budget is. That's what our plan is moving forward until there's an answer, something else comes up. So I think that's fine.
That's all I have.
You guys agree? Okay. Anything else in the work session?
Nope. Move to adjourn on the work session. Kick off the other meeting.
All right. That is adjourned. Then we will now go ahead and call to order our Board of Trustees regular session. Time is 6:14, still May 15th. And we're still at station 41. Those that are still with attendance with us, Mayor Shepherd, Ricky Carlson, Jerry Chatterton, Brian Vincent, Nancy Smalling, Tim Roper, and Annette Judd. Megan Ratchford and Mayor Wiggle are excused for tonight.
So, question. How was it advertised?
I'm sorry, what?
How was the meeting advertised? Was it advertised at 6:30? Because if it was, we can't start till 6:30.
Good point, because you know what? So,
It was advertised as directly after the work session.
You're right, it was 6:30. We have to, okay, so this, I think I can share this information with the board. So there is, have you guys heard of WACAT 2.1 compliance? You're all gonna face it. It's really good, but it's really hard. So we have to revamp all of our formats, everything we post, our website, all of our packets. There's a new compliance that goes in February 27th. That's why you're noticing there's difference in the looks of the packets and that. You're right, Jerry, I normally have that there. I forgot to add it to this one. So you're right, we have to wait 15 minutes. I didn't even realize that.
Sorry.
Sorry, it's my bad.
What happens is this, it actually costs money. And you're in all of the city's websites and everybody, it's a federal. It's federal law, right, Misty?
That was a practice then. We're still adjourned. You got 15 minutes.
Sorry, you guys. I apologize.
14 minutes.
She doesn't get the water cold. She doesn't publish a meeting right now.
Did we have someone to
All right. We're going to start. 6:30 now.
Sorry, guys.
Good. Good job. Way to keep us in line. Okay, we're going to call the order our Board of Trustees regular session. Time is 6:30 p.m. It is May 15th, 2025. This is being held at Station 41 in West Point. Annette Judd, Tim Roper, Nancy Smalling, Brian Vincent, Jerry Chatterton, Nick Carlson, Ricky Carson. Man, every time I somehow mess that up.
Call him Nicky?
He's a kid.
It's little Ricky Bobby.
It's Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. Mayor Shepard, Mayor Wiggle, and Megan Ratchford are excused for tonight.
Anybody else call you Ricky Bobby with me?
I think it's just you.
Okay, good.
But everybody knows where it's from.
That's right.
Mr. Carlson is going to lead us in prayer and in the pledge tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings we enjoy here in this community we live in. Please bless as we discuss the needs of the fire district that we can do so with open minds. And please be with us as we make those decisions that will make the best decisions for the community and the firefighters as well. And these things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please repeat the pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
The national anthem was the RSL game last night, and they had the Salt Lake City East Mission come sing the national anthem.
Oh, no kidding.
They were horrible. Absolutely horrible.
They weren't called on a mission to sing.
I don't think they practiced. I think they practiced at zone conference that afternoon and said they were good.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Sorry you had to go through that. We have some meeting minutes from the April 23, 2025 meeting. If you have an opportunity to review those, look at those, or take any changes that you think may need to happen, otherwise a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Had a motion from Mayor Shepard and a second from Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right. Fire district bills. If you've had those are in your packet, if you've looked at those, we'll take any questions or comments on those. Otherwise, a motion for that.
Move to approve the bills. Or sorry, I was thinking about something else, so that's what's
coming to me. No problem. Had a motion from Annette to approve last month's bills.
Second.
Second from Jerry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Financial report, please.
We're supposed to be around 90% right now. Everything's looking good. Ambulance revenue looks like it's going to be on target this year. Taxes and fee in lieu is good. We're up in impact fees. We just got a big one. That was for the studio res. Hotel going in above Legend Hills. We got the impact fees.
Oh.
Yeah. So, other than that, wages are looking pretty even right now. And we're just keeping an eye on medical supplies for cutting it close, but I think we're going to be okay. Overall, the financial...
How much were the impact fees? Do you remember?
$2,000 something. For just the residential, it was 20, wasn't it 22,000 something around there?
Okay.
And when Lakeside comes in, that one's going to be in the 50s.
Okay.
So when they pay their fee, impact fees for...
Studio Res is the hotel that's going in, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not sure when this development in West Point, this big development.
Sawgrass?
Yeah. Any idea?
Nope, they're still working through Army Corps of Engineers stuff.
Anyway, that's all I know.
It'll be a minute. Your ambulance, it says we're about 75%. Is that is through?
August. It's through August, so they might, you know how they...
Uh-huh.
They
but this number 75, that's through April?
Okay. Yeah, so we haven't collected, but you gotta remember that we collect 2 additional months, which 100,000 at least a month.
Okay. So May, June, July, and August still. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, any questions on the financial report? Motion for that, then?
Move to approve the financial report.
Second.
Motion by Tim, second by Mayor Shepherd. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Resolution 2025-02, amending the North Davis Fire District Personnel Policy, Chapter 700.
Yeah, we have somebody who's in the guard, and we never had that in our policy. We need to make accommodations for that, which is no problem. It's one of the policy.
So FMLA and military leave is the two you were saying?
Firefighters working
the
24 hours,
it has to be 2 consecutive days, right?
It has to be 2 consecutive days, and it has to be no show, no contact.
Okay. Yeah, proper notice.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on this resolution? Absence from work. Seeing none?
Chair, I'd make a motion that we approve Resolution 2025-02, amending the North Davis Fire District Personnel Policy, Chapter 700, absence from work.
Second.
Motion for approval by Jerry and a second by Tim. This is a roll call, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, Annette?
Yes.
Tim?
Aye.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jerry?
Yes.
Ricky?
Yes.
Mayor?
Aye. Yes.
That passes. Thank you.
Me.
Next resolution. This is the adoption of North Davis Fire District tentative budget. This one will have a public hearing. Do you want to go over that again? Is there anything you want to highlight?
I'll just reiterate. Nothing changed from last month, except for that $30,000, which I don't think we're going to have to spend in the workman's comp, and we added that in to this tentative budget that's on your desk now, and we added the revenues for it, but as you mentioned, it looks like it's going to be more. So nothing has changed from...
Well, we're trying to get the radios in that, right, too?
Yeah. So, other than that, we have a balanced budget. That includes the study and capital CIP plan for capital expenditures next year. I don't I didn't think the board wanted me to go line item by line item through it.
Does anybody have questions?
I just wanted to tell you, to make you aware of the major changes that were there. That's all there was. So.
Ricky, did you just ask about radios?
Yeah.
And the radios, we're going to do a budget amendment for this
right,
year.
Right.
Okay. Not, so it's not going to be in the tentative one.
Right.
Perfect.
But
thank you.
To clarify, in the tentative, we always have a communications radio maintenance line item. That's not affecting that. So.
Anybody have questions for the chief or discussion about the tentative budget? Okay. Not, we will go ahead and open our public hearing for the North Davis Fire District tentative budget fiscal year 2026. Those that are in attendance who would like to make a comment, please come forward, state your name and your address for the record, and then give us your comment.
Seeing no public comment, I move to close the public hearing.
Okay. Motion to close by Mayor Schaefer, second by Annette. You think? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, back to the board for any discussion or motion.
I move that we approve the tentative budget for the 2026 tentative budget.
I'll second.
Motion by Mayor Shepherd.
We need to set a date for
next.
Which is when?
So for June 19th, for the consideration of a property tax rate.
That's our next item.
Yeah, he just asked
if we need to set a date. Well, yeah, I mean, usually we'd set a date for, if we're going to pass a tentative budget, we're going to set a date for a, which would be the next, I guess I would have put them together. I guess I would have said we're going to set a, we're going to approve the budget and set a date for a truth and taxation for X date, whatever that is.
So we talked to our attorney about that, about setting a truth and taxation date now. He expressed concern with doing it the way it's done because of one, the way it's noticed, he wants to look into it further. He said usually you put a dollar amount that you're seeking if you're going to do it early, but
she the one thing that somebody could ask, Mayor, and it's not, I don't know that anybody would push back or anything, but they could say, how do you know what you want when you haven't got your rate? And so we get our rate, and then now we...
Yeah, but that rate's going to be based on the budget, the tentative budget we're just approving. So, I mean, if that, while that budget could change in between now and then, it's still the same budget. And so that truth in taxation is based on whatever rate is going to be necessary to maintain this budget. So and that's the only reason I would have...
Yeah. And Andy said he's been working into it for two weeks for me.
Yeah.
So he called me last night and he said, look, we can try it next year. He says, but I want to get the language right. And he says that we have to put it in for a dollar amount that you're seeking to get in order for him to feel comfortable doing it that way. That's why we left it this way.
Okie dokie.
Sorry.
Okay, then I just move that we approve the tentative budget. Screw the rest of it. you can scratch that part from my from the public commentary.
All right, I have a motion for approval by Mayor Shepherd, a second by Nancy. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Mayor Shepherd.
Yes.
Ricky.
Yes.
Jerry.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
Tim.
Aye.
And Annette. Thank you. Okay. So I'm not sure everything that just happened there. We do need to have a discussion now about setting a public hearing date for adopting a property tax rate.
We don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is.
And that's why you're going to consider it and then make your decision at that meeting. So you'll set the property tax rate consideration for adopting it and consideration of the final budget for June 19th. Then at our meeting on June 19th, if you guys want to adopt the budget then and there, you can because you have your rate. Or you motion for a truth in taxation, and then you get PP of the date, which would be August 21st.
Oh, so see, we just jumped that whole thing because we didn't need to approve a tentative budget tonight.
You do. You have to operate on tentative budget.
Okay, but it's not on the agenda.
Yes, it is. You already adopted it.
Okay.
So, yeah, you adopted a tentative budget.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Item number 8.
So that is not the way we do it in the city.
No, us
no,
either.
It's not
so
how we do it.
That's why it was so confusing for me. I don't understand Andy doing, I really don't.
Yeah.
It, And I mean, I'm not going to argue with Andy if he wants to, you know, if he's the attorney and he wants to disagree, but that's just not how, I mean, 20 years, that's not how I've ever done that.
So he told me he did some research. He said some do it this way, some do it the other way. But he said this year, he didn't feel comfortable making that change. I mean, I literally asked him 2 weeks ago. And he's been looking into it. Finally, last night at 5:30.
Okay, but see, the hang-up with that is that we don't have to adopt a tentative budget if we are going to adopt a final budget. If we don't have any intention of doing a truth in taxation, we have until June to approve a final budget. We don't have to do a truth in tax. If we're not doing one, then we don't. The reason you do the tentative is because you haven't finalized, and you probably will do a truth in taxation because your budget is based on a certain number, a certain dollar number coming in that would have to be based on either maintaining a rate or having a tax increase. If you don't, then you don't have to pass a tentative budget. You're passing you take the date on June 19th or whatever that date is, and you pass your final budget. That's where I'm confused.
I think in the past, Mayor, we thought we were required to pass a tentative on this month.
I don't have a problem doing it. I'm just saying it's not really the way that's supposed to happen.
Is it because we're special district?
Well, I'm going to double check that right now.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, but the truth in taxation and the rules for passing a budget aren't special district specific. They're
it's not Title 13.
It is just whatever that is, you know, whatever the taxing entity is, has to approve either a budget by June, whatever the date is in June,
yeah,
or you pass a tentative in May. That gives you until August to pass your final budget. But we're okay doing it the way we're doing it because we're conservative in this way. So, I mean, we've passed a tentative. We've agreed and passed a tentative budget. If nothing else happens and we don't need any additional money in June, we technically have until August now to pass a budget because we just passed a tentative.
But we will have a truth in taxation.
And if we are going to have a truth in taxation, then that's, you know, that's what our budget's based on, is that, and I know that because we talked about that. So, I mean, our budget's based on the truth in taxation. Technically, we have until August to pass the truth in taxation. It doesn't have to happen in June.
If the board agrees that that's the way they're moving forward, right?
Yeah, well, we just did. We passed a tentative budget, which is based on maintaining the rate, which means we have to have, just to maintain the rate, we have to have truth in taxation. That's why I asked to have that as part of whether we're going to do that as part of a motion, because we've got to set a date for truth in taxation. That's the date that we'll pass the tentative budget.
The final budget.
Well, I'm just asking Andy to do some research into it now, but I've always been I look at other agencies, they're adopting tentative budgets too.
Yeah. Oh, no, because they anticipate either maintaining the rate or a tax hike, one of the two. Because if if we had done this budget based on no tax increase, we have the money, we know where we are.
Yeah, you can adopt a final budget tonight.
Yeah, we could have adopted a final. We could wait till June.
You could have noticed it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could wait till June to pass a final budget as long as there's no tax increase. But
how do you suggest we move?
No, we're good. We just need to set a date for a truth in taxation. Whether that's June, whether that's...
We're forced to have a TNT at this point.
We are now. Because our tentative budget is based on maintaining the rate.
So what if next month we...
We can still...
You need to wait until it has to be proper language within the resolution for that. You need to adopt it, and then you need to just know we're going to do a consideration for June, and then in June we'll have the tax rate, and then at that point you'll be doing the tax rate with a dollar value.
And what you're going to... Because you know how in the past we've said... We're going to do a truth in taxation, but we're not going to do more than 14, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Yeah.
You know, the board decides what level they want to do that at. So you're right, holding the rate is an option, accepting the rate, or increasing the rate.
Or next month can say, you know what, we like whatever revenue they say they're going to give us because of what it did with the growth, right? And if you say they projected more growth or whatever, and if that number meets what we need for the budget, you can say we're just going to adopt the certified rate at that time. But if we don't notice it this way, if you decided in June or that you like, you're like, we really don't need to hold a TNT, you can't adopt a T, you can't adopt the budget. You would have to then still pay the money to go through the truth and taxation process, because you have to, if you don't notice it in June to adopt a final budget, you either have to have the truth and taxation saying you're doing it, or you have to have your final budget adopted.
So this is all just how to notice this.
It's all how you notice it then.
It's all noticing.
Yeah, because June to me is a non-existent date. I mean, there's no mandatory about June. The only mandatory with June is that we have to approve a final budget by June if we are not holding a truth and taxation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But typically by the time we've done a tentative budget, we know what our whether or not it's based on this year's number or not. I mean, it's not, and whether growth is there is not relevant at that point, because we're just going to look at what is the county using as a certified rate.
So that's why Andy says if we do it, he wants to notice that this is the dollar value in that note, in that motion. That's the dollar value you're seeking. So next year, that's why he said he'll do it. But this year, he didn't feel comfortable trying to get it.
And I'm fine. I don't want to drag it out.
I don't know. I look at it from the public standpoint and say, and you know what, this isn't what your cities do, but I'm just going to say I think it's wrong, because as a citizen, I want to know that you guys have actually got a property tax rate before you've made up your mind. So that, from my opinion, that's from my personal opinion.
Sure, but our tax rate, in all honesty...
But the residents don't necessarily understand that.
Right, but our tax rate's irrelevant. If the county, because our income is flat based on the county's rate.
But the growth in that can change the dollar number that you're looking for.
Sure, growth is always going to be a little different just because growth happens.
Right.
But we can also project growth already, even though we don't have a tax rate, we have a good idea as to what growth was. Because the state's system will already give us a pretty good idea as to what our growth looks like.
You know what, another angle, though, that's kind of weird with us with the district? Clearfield has it, but Clearfield has such other bigger numbers that they don't probably notice it as much. But the personal property tax changes, that's a pretty large chunk for our district. Unlike West Point City or any of them with the Freeport and everything. So that has swung before on us, and we didn't know we were going to get all this personal property tax from Lifetime in their new building. I don't know, Mayor, if that plays a fact in it, but
not really. I mean, it shouldn't. The reason we have when we set a budget, it should be based on one fairly accurate numbers. I mean, if our tax, because the way the state does that, our tax amount's always the same. Unless we maintain a rate, our tax is the same. So if we had hypothetically $2 million in property taxes this year, and that's what we were given from the state was $2 million, that's exactly what we get next year, except for any growth that comes in. That's the way they set it up. So we look at a budget, at a tentative budget at this point, and say, okay, we have this much, you know, this is our expenses, and in order to cover our expenses, based on what we've anticipated for income this year, what we used for here, and what our property taxes came in at, we don't have the funds to do that. If we maintain the rate, we have enough, because that'll give us whatever that delta will be, and we anticipate it's going to be $100,000 or whatever that is. That gives us that, and if it's not, then it's going to be higher. We should be able to say that already. I mean, by the time we pass this, we should be able to say our guesstimate is that we're, you know, $100,000 short, and that we're going to have to maintain the rate or potentially even increase the rate. Now, we don't know. We might need, if the numbers change, we might have to increase the rate a little, which is why you then have, if at that point, affix a total to it, to truth and taxation.
All right, so that's the other thing. At this point, it's hard to know. We're still waiting on final numbers. Mm-hmm. On workers' comp, which now we're being told it's going down, which is great, but if it didn't and it skyrocketed the other way,
yep.
we would have to do something different.
We follow Andy's advice, and I'm totally fine with, you know, if we follow our attorney's advice. We'll do whatever.
So consideration for adopting the tax, property tax rate will be June.
June 19th.
And
the same deal for the budget.
Okay.
You'll consider it June 19th. So you'll need a motion for that, and then you'll need just a vote. You know, I or it.
Okay. So I need a motion to meet on June 19th to consider a property tax rate.
Second.
Motion by Annette, second by Jerry. Any further discussion on it?
And no. That's what your public hearing
will be. Thank you. Public hearing on that same day. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to that? Okay.
Confused by that. Can we take that question too? Because is that an option?
Aye. I actually covered a couple of the reasons why she's supporting our post dinner.
Did you note? Did you note that you're also going to possibly you're going to consider? Doesn't mean you're not be considering the budget option too.
Yes, that was part. That was part of that motion.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I didn't hear that.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to turn some time over to Chief King, give me a few numbers real quick.
Okay. Last month when we talked, there was a question asked if I could get you guys a link to some of the data that we've been giving you guys. I'm working with Captain Harrington right now. He's kind of our guy that understands this program probably better than anybody here. What we're going to do is, rather than giving you the link to the entire data collection, it'll probably bore you to death. There's so much stuff in there that maybe doesn't really, you guys probably don't care. So what we're going to do is put together, we have a fire board report in there already, and it's pulled numbers that talk about the district and everything, rather than pulling how many times did we give this certain medication to patients in the field that you guys probably like don't need to know or don't sure. care. So he's working on building that playlist for you guys right now. Once we get it done, we're gonna put a link on our website so that the general population can go, if they go there, they can see it. And then I'll also email that out to you guys so you have a link. What it'll do, or what we plan on doing, is having a playlist that shows last month's numbers and then one that shows from year to date so that you can see how we're trending throughout the year, and you'll be able to That'd check cool. anytime. It just updates by the hour or whatever. So I'm working on that. I haven't forgot you guys, but I wanted to update you on where we're at with that. So as soon as I get it, I will email you guys and let you know it's out there. But this last month, for the month of April, it was as busy as we've been all year. Clearfield, we had 244 incidents. West Point had 60. Sunset, 42. We had 8 in Syracuse, 6 in Clinton, and 3 in Layton. And then the calls in progress stayed about where we have been. We had 100 times that we had 2 calls going on at the same time throughout the month. We had 12 times that we had 3, and 2 times that we had 4 calls going on in the district. So, and then the last one, comparing last year and this year, at this time, our call percentage were up 7.2% this year from where we were last year. So we're still trending
7.2.
Okay. As of last month, we were 8%, so we dropped 1%. But this month, we're definitely busier than we were last year, and we've just continued that trend, holding that trend so far. And I anticipate. I anticipate this summer is going to be busier with fire, with the grass fires. We've already seen the trains start 2 or 3 in Clearfield along the tracks. And then just last weekend, we had a farmer here in West Point that was burning fence lines. The field was green. It was green alfalfa, but there's so much dry underneath it that it ran underneath and got into some Russian olive trees. And the county fire warden came out to that fire with me and was talking, and they're seeing an uptick all the way across the whole Wasatch Front in fires way sooner than what we would normally see. So I anticipate this summer's probably going to be busier than we've been in the past with them, unfortunately. But the crews are doing good. They're all training diligently, and they're staying excited. They love seeing the numbers that we're throwing out to them, seeing how busy they are. It's kind of a, in that report you guys will see, it's broke up how many calls each shift runs each month, and so it's turned into a little competition which shift's running the most calls, and they're enjoying that as well. But a staffing report, I shared with you last month that we were looking to fill a part-time slot. We will be testing on Monday, this coming Monday, for that position. We have one spot, tentatively two spots. We were going to test 7 people. It's dropped to 6 now, but they're 6 very well qualified people. The one that dropped just recently is he's brand new into the service, but couldn't drop in with you. So kind of excited about that one. I think we'll end up with good people out of that, and possibly build a list for going forward if we need to. So aside from that, we're just fire marshal side of things is staying very busy. A lot of inspections, a lot of new growth.
Investigations
have been crazy. They've had plenty of investigations. Mike's had plenty to do and turn in, but staying diligent on that side as well. So
my daughter said there's nothing more exciting and depressing on this olive tree fire than her coming around the corner, going down to her house and seeing the fire engine sitting in front of it. But Captain Oliver was really good about letting her know what was going on.
Yeah, that fire was the one I was telling you about with the fire. And it was somewhat nerve-wracking because it moved right up in towards the backyards of homes, and so we had to put a crew out there protecting the homes and then bring people in through the bottom end to try to fight it. So we had us, Clinton, and Syracuse there trying to.
You brought in all the brush trucks from down below and stuff.
Yeah, so we brought our brush truck from here. The other station was already tied up on a bad accident. They were doing extrication, so I only had this brush here. We brought in Clinton and Syracuse's brush, and then we had our ladder truck from here, which was up in that neighborhood protecting those homes, keeping it from reaching the yard. So
when my daughter made that comment, I said, I know.
Those are our people.
You've lived that, haven't you?
One other quick update that I had, I forgot.
Sure.
The annexation, Wasatch Civil has almost got the legal description done of all the annexation areas that we're going to be doing. And then we'll be getting that, working through our attorney to get that posted and get all 3 of those sections annexed and get that done. I think the one we're working on right now is the MIDA, and MIDA's been really good to work with, so.
Good. Go ahead.
Are we keeping up on annual fire inspections for businesses in the district?
Yeah, we've got...
Is that hard to keep up on?
It's really hard to keep up with. Mike's got them all, and as they renew their business licenses, things like that, we're getting that inspection, but it's really hard to keep up with.
Plus the new workload, mm-hmm. new building that's going on.
He's doing that, and he's reviewing all the plans that are coming in. And there's, yeah.
So understand though, it would take a team of people to do every single business in West Point, Clearfield, and Sunset. It's the target hazards, the new businesses going in, daycares, stuff like that. And that alone, even though it's not all the businesses, that alone keeps me, for lack of a better word, hopping.
If we were to target every single business, it would probably take 3 more employees on the fire prevention side to help get through those annually.
Do we
plus
have
fire,
them?
Plus fire.
Do we have them self-inspect? I mean, that's where...
Like a checklist?
Well, that's what Layton does.
Layton does it on, like, residential. I've talked to Doug Bitten. He does it on, like, businesses that are out of residential homes. He has them do self-inspects because we don't really have a way of enforcing that. But, no, target businesses, target hazards.
I mean, mine...
Who cares? You can't self-inspect.
Yeah, I mean, mine is self...
I see too much.
Mine's self-inspected in my office building. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm in an office building, and I get a form every 5 years. Well, every year I get a form that says self-inspect. Every 5 years, they come out and inspect and actually come into my office and sit down with me. Even though it's a two-minute visit, by law, they, you know, he comes out and he says, I know, I still got to come see you.
Are you in Layton?
Yeah. Yeah. And so my office in Layton, he just sends me, I get a form in the mail that says, you've done this, that I have to send back in to say, I'm certifying that my... Because it asks me all the same questions. Are your exit signs in the right place? Do you have access to a fire, you know, a fire extinguisher? Are there any outlets that are overloaded? Do you have additional plugs in your, you know, or strips?
Just as a gee whiz, one of the last businesses I went and inspected, I've been given their business license without question the past 2 years. Their fire extinguishers weren't inspected since 2014.
Yeah.
So their exit lights didn't work. So.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean.
Self inspections. I don't really.
Well, and I wondered though if they had to check that off.
Yeah.
Without you going there, I mean, if they got a form in the mail that said this year, because you're not going to go there. I mean, if you weren't going there anyway, you're not going.
Right.
It's not on your list. And if they had to at least say we've had our fire extinguishers serviced this day, and they write down, because if I have to send that to the fire district and say. Yeah, it's been inspected. Well, if something goes wrong, I'm going to expect that the fire district is going to look at that and say, you told us this, we're done.
Yeah.
You're held accountable for this. And that's kind of what I get out of Layton, because I do. I walk outside my office door, even though it's a fire extinguisher for the entire building, and I look at that fire extinguisher and check a date on it, and I write down, my fire extinguisher was inspected this date.
Yeah.
I've seen my lights. You know, the emergency lights are on. And I'm just signing off on that, saying yes, it's done. Again, I have to sign that I don't have any outlets, you know, that are the one that I'm not using any unsecured or whatever you want, power strips.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've got to be able to say no. I have things plugged into the walls. This is where I am.
Is your office sprinkler?
No.
Because anything that's sprinkler, we're a member with compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And. We get an automatic notice from.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, sprinklers.
Yeah, if you're not sprinklered, it won't.
Retro.
I'm not saying that's, you know, that's the thing. I'm just saying if we're not inspecting.
That's actually good. I wrote down.
I like the idea of just, like I said, it just causes me to look at it.
Yeah.
And if we know that, you know, Perfect Touch Salons, you know, we inspected it when they opened their business and we said yes and we gave them their business license. Next year, we're just gonna. Has anything changed? You know, are these still here? Or did you? When was your last dates on this? And then every 5 years, you know, that allows you to kind of put that onto a rotating basis. That, you know, you're only inspecting new businesses that are mandatory and.
Layton City doesn't charge you a fee on your self-inspection, right?
No.
To process or anything.
Nope, but they do charge me a fee on my normal inspection.
Right.
So
yeah.
I still get it, and they send it to me. I'm like, wait, guys, I'm in office. In an office building. I'm one office, and they're like, we only charge you once every 5 years, and that's because we're going to walk out and do it.
Yeah. No, that's good. I've made some notes. I'm going to look into that. I like that. Thank you.
It is difficult. So we have to keep up with all the daycares. That's a,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to do that. None of your cities require, well, I used to have to do it for occupancies that had a beer license. We had to do a physical inspection. 7-Eleven, Maverick.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't, that's a different part of it, but so any of the rest, the UL300 hood systems,
mm-hmm.
sprinkling systems, all that stuff, he's got it, he's staying on top of, and compliance engine also helps us with that, so.
Okay. Thank you. Did you have anything else in your report?
Nope.
You're good. Okay. Thank you. We'll go through, does any member cities have an update? Anything from Clearfield? Okay.
No, not really.
No jet updates?
No, not at this point. We are working on murals. So we had our first murals presented to us last night.
Starting to carve the jets in.
Yes, if you go down, get off the off-ramp at 193, you can now see the jets carved into the side where they'll pour the concrete. And the trail's coming out the side. So.
The murals are coming next.
And murals are next, downtown Clearfield. So.
Our airplane's supposed to, I heard it was
It's done.
It's done.
To show up.
I've seen it.
I've seen it. I'm surprised that it's not out.
Yeah.
We're now working on round two of our planes that'll be significantly larger. That'll go in more public spaces instead of
sidewalk
areas, you know, whatever the, you know, the furnishing zone.
Good.
So we'll, yeah.
Do you guys, are you guys changing much of anything for the 4th of July this year?
Nope.
It's all.
It'll be exactly the same.
Okay. Perfect.
Sunset?
Other than the bands, you know, we'll change the bands.
1800's moving along. Big mess.
Big mess. Moving along where?
Yeah. Can't say those words in public.
It was sad to see 7-Eleven's building finally go down.
Landmark.
I thought it was bad when the Green Church went down.
Wow.
Where the 7-Eleven was.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going way back.
Is that Asian Market going down or is it staying?
No, they.
I think
that side of the street's fine.
Yeah, because
they're going to keep
1800 peels off the south a little bit there. So yeah.
Okay. I don't think anything earth-shaking in West Point. Plan on doing the same thing for 4th of July as well.
Yeah, not exactly the same.
Now you guys are
bigger fireworks.
We got bigger fireworks. This is true.
You guys are getting a little crazy.
We're gonna see.
Trying
if we
to compete with Clearfield.
We're going to just make sure Clearfield knows
that
we're here.
What, you got some 6-inch shells?
We're not going to tell you. You just wait and see what happens.
You been to any 6-inch shells?
You just wait.
We sure do.
Okay.
Our city days are July 12th. So, and we are changing up a little bit this year because our activities we can't do at Central Park because Central Park is basically
gone.
The worst right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're splitting between Rachel Runyon and there'll be still be the skate competition over at the North Park. So, but the parade route will be the same.
Okay.
As of right now, who knows what's going to happen by then? But supposedly they're going to have where we can get across 1800 still. So, and that is. What's that?
Rachel Runyon will work okay.
Are you guys lighting fireworks this year is what I heard?
Mm-hmm. They're back.
Well,
they're pretty limited in shell size.
Yeah, they've already got their site map. It's going to be on the far south side of the field there for their where they're lighting from.
Perfect. Yeah, so well, why don't you guys for our parade?
Yeah,
as well?
I've got a note here, but yeah, as you guys develop and whatever, let me know. But I'll do you have a time for the parade yet?
I should because I'm over the parade this year, but I cannot remember. I will send you information.
Yeah,
I want to say lineup is like same time, 9:30, 10 o'clock, right around there, and the parade starts a half hour after that. But
okay, yeah, just let us know and we'll get it put on our calendar.
Okay.
For our
cruise. I can send it to Misty, or do you want me to send it to you, or who's the
Misty's
keeper of the dates?
She won't lose.
I'd love to
see
it. All right.
We have a closed session?
No, that's part of this new posting.
Oh, that's in case we need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have a closed session. Just a reminder, next month we do.
I saw that
some
one.
Of that. All right. Move to adjourn.
Second. We have a motion to adjourn and a second. We are adjourned.
Can you guys put that on your agenda?
No.
We don't either.
Possible closed session?
Yeah.
We do.
We were told not to.
They
said that.
Some cities do it. Some districts do it. And it's like...
We
don't know. They said we just want to cover ourselves. In case we decide, they said we want to cover ourselves in case we decide we want to. And it's like, you had to have noticed it anyway. And then it's like, well, that's our notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me that always like a too much leeway.
Todd Godfrey
too much leeway to say
spoke on that.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what's really weird?
Yeah, Godfrey has said don't do that.
Do not do that.
You notice every year they have legislation about closed session.
Yeah, and it's because they do it because